I work overnights as a gas station clerk in our small town. Our station is located off the highway that leads out of town, and so usually, most of the cars and trucks that come by are on long drives across the state. This makes most night shifts that I work to be unpredictable. Sometimes there would be a lot of cars and trucks coming through, but other times it would be mostly empty. This night was definitely on the slower side, but still had some cars stopping by every once in a while. Thankfully, to keep me busy, my boss had left me a bunch of tasks to get done during my shift. I had to reset one of the shelves, which meant taking everything off and repositioning the racks, then placing everything back. It's not hard or complicated, but just time-consuming. An hour into the night, I heard some thunder in the distance, and checking the forecast, it said it was going to start storming soon, so I paused what I was doing and quickly went outside to take care of the trash bins so I wouldn't have to do it later while it was raining. While I was out there, I saw a car's headlights in the dark about a quarter mile down the road. They were parked, but there was nothing out there other than large empty fields. It could have been nothing, or a flat tire possibly, but I went on with my work and got back inside. Not too long after, it started pouring outside. I continued on working on the shelves, but as the storm got worse, I had to actually lock the entrance doors because the wind kept swinging them open. Nobody had come into the store all night anyway, and now with the storm, there were barely any cars out either. While I locked up though, I saw that the headlights were still out by the field and hadn't moved. This kept my mind occupied for the next little while as I worked. But then, through the rain, I heard the door shake louder than usual. I turned around, seeing a guy with his face right up to the door and staring right at me. He looked probably early 40s, wearing a hood over his head and having a very tired look. I unlocked the door and opened it for him, making a comment about the bad weather, but he ignored me. The guy just stood there and looked at me as water dripped from his face. Then he walked past me and started walking through the aisles like a normal shopper. Really confused by the way he was acting, I just went around the counter and waited for him to be done shopping. He walked around for a few minutes, glancing over at me a couple times before walking out the door. I don't think he stole anything either. He just walked around and then left. Considering the weather, that was really unusual and had me almost creeped out in a way, wondering why he even bothered coming inside. I looked out the window and saw the man walking past the gas pumps and out to the road. Then he stopped on the corner and waited. A moment later, the headlights down the road started moving, coming toward the gas station and stopping right next to the guy. While I watched, the front doors started swinging open again, reminding me to go over and lock them. I then watched from the door as the guy started walking back toward the gas station and the car followed, driving into the parking lot. They parked by the front and another man got out of the car, and then both of them came walking up to the door. The first man pushed on it, as if expecting it to have still been unlocked, but instantly got angry when it didn't open. I was only a couple feet from the door, but he still banged aggressively on it while looking right at me. This was far beyond what any normal customer would do, so at this point, I knew there was more to this. I ran to the desk and triggered the alarm to notify the police station, then just watched as they both tried kicking the door down for a minute before getting in the car and speeding away. Afterward, In those minutes before police showed up, it was just so unreal how everything felt, with only the sound of the storm outside. There was no doubt what was about to have happened, but it doesn't make it any less terrifying. If it wasn't storming that night, and the wind wasn't blowing the doors open, I probably never would have even locked them, meaning they could have just walked in, and there would have been nothing I could do. Maybe it would have been just a regular robbery, but there's no denying that it probably would have been easiest for them to just take me down and then rob the place. Unfortunately, they were never caught, so I still find myself getting nervous on every overnight shift. I live in a small four-story apartment complex. I used to have a roommate, but they moved out a few months before this, and I decided it would be easier for me to just stay at the apartment rather than finding a new place. The other people living in the building were mostly older couples, but I'd never really met any of them. We all kept to ourselves, which I actually liked. Anyway, I was getting home from work late one night, entering the complex around 11 p.m. It was quiet as I walked up the stairs to my room, but when I rounded the corner into the hallway, a man was standing at my door. He immediately noticed me, and before I'd even had the chance to react, he started apologizing and saying he'd mixed up the doors. He then turned around and went into the apartment right across from mine. I'd never met him before, or even seen him, but seeing that he lived in the unit across from me, I figured maybe he did actually mix up the doors, especially if he'd just moved in. It was still really weird, though. I didn't know why he would just be standing outside of the door if he did think it was his, or why when he saw me, he suddenly knew that he was at the wrong door. Whatever the case, I went inside and locked the door behind me, not sure what to make of the scenario. It was so late, and I was really tired, so maybe I should have been more worried than I was, but I just didn't have the energy to think about it. I made a quick meal, then sat on the couch for a bit and watched some TV. About 30 or so minutes went by, until I heard something outside my door. It was just a quiet shuffling sound, but it sounded almost like it was up against the door. I got up and went over, listening for a second before opening it. No one was there. I then stepped into the hallway and looked down, not seeing anyone, but heard footsteps going down the stairs. I went back in and closed the door. Maybe I was overthinking it now, but I started thinking that the man could have leaned against my door to listen into my apartment. It would explain the shuffling sound I heard, and how they knew to leave as soon as I started walking up. Again, I could have just been imagining the worst case scenario, but I was definitely more shaken for the rest of the night. I didn't get in bed until 1 a.m., but I fell asleep soon after. Nothing else that I know of happened that night, or in the morning. I went to work, and again got back to the apartment around 11. Walking in, I was a bit more cautious than the night before. I walked up the stairs and looked down the hallway, but no one was at the door. Still, for some reason, I got a strange feeling seeing the hallway empty, and I didn't know why. I quickly went inside and locked the door behind me, only to turn around and be face to face with the man from last night. He was standing in the doorway to my bedroom and immediately started telling me to be quiet and do as he says, trying to direct me into the living room. I took my chances, turning back around and trying to get the door open, but the man grabbed my arm and started to pull me back just when I got it open. I yelled as loud as I could as he tried covering my mouth, but being unsuccessful, he let me go. As I ran down the stairs, I heard him leaving as well. I went straight to my car, driving away and calling the police. When they got there, the man was gone. Of course, I told them that he lived in the room across from mine, but it turned out to be a vacant unit. The man, whoever he was, didn't even live in the building. I don't know how he got into the building, or into both mine and the vacant room, but clearly he had access that he shouldn't have. What he wanted to do by breaking into my apartment and waiting for me is something I hope to never find out firsthand. With him still being out there, though, all I can do is pray he wasn't targeting me in particular. This happened a few months ago. I'm 32 and live in a small house alone. It was one of my days off of work, so I was at home trying to relax and enjoy the day. It was about 4 p.m. and I had just started cooking dinner when a knock came from the front door. I put everything down and went up to the front. There was a man standing on my porch, and behind him was a small gray van parked on the curb. I opened the door.
"How can I help you?"
The man had a delayed reaction, but then said he was doing free home inspections in the neighborhood and wanted to offer me a free inspection for my house. The whole time he was speaking, though, it wasn't even like a typical salesperson. He said it all in a monotone voice and with just a blank expression. Even if he was normal, though, it seemed kind of sketchy, so I said I was okay and closed the door. I went back to the kitchen and continued cooking, but after a few minutes, I started getting a really weird feeling about that man that came to my door and what he was up to. I walked back up to the front to make sure he'd driven away, but when I looked out the peephole, the man was still on my porch. He looked spaced out, staring at the door and not moving. By now, I was sure there was something wrong with him. Maybe he was drunk or high, or just not all mentally there. But what he was actually doing at my house, I still didn't know. Not wanting to take any risks, I went back to the kitchen and called the police to report the strange man staying outside my house. They said an officer would arrive in a few minutes, so I went back and kept watching the man. About a minute later, though, he walked off my porch and into his van, then drove away just before the officer made it. The timing of that was unfortunate. But at the end of the day, I was just happy he was gone. I gave a description to the officer just in case, then went back to trying to enjoy the rest of my night. At least a couple hours passed with no more conflict. It was 8 or 9 p.m., and I was resting in my bed on my phone. But through the open window, I heard the rattling sound of an old vehicle pulling up and parking outside my house. Once I heard someone getting out, I quickly went up to the window. It was that same old van, but I didn't see the man anywhere. He must have rushed away as soon as he got out. Again, I quickly got my phone and called 911, but after reporting it, and just as I hung up, there was a loud thump downstairs. It felt like I could almost feel the walls shake a little, so I knew the man was likely trying to break in. I opened my bedroom door and went out into the hallway, then looked down the staircase and tried to listen. It was now eerily quiet. I walked down a few steps and looked around. All of the lights were off, but I saw the curtains by one of the windows slightly swaying in the wind, I looked closer, seeing the window had been forced open. My whole body tensed up as I tried to control myself, knowing the man was likely somewhere in my house right now. I carefully and quietly went back up the steps, then hid in the bedroom closet. I didn't hear anything until a few minutes later when two officers knocked on the front door. I ran down and let them in, but still, we didn't hear anyone trying to run away or anything. It only took a few seconds for the officers to find the man hiding behind the kitchen counter. He gave up without a fight. Disturbingly, though, he was holding a large hammer, which he'd used to force open the window. Apparently, when they tested him at the station, he wasn't high or drunk, but he still had that eerily vacant personality. He never said his intentions, almost like he didn't even remember that anything had happened. It's hard for me not to think about the other ways this could have gone, though. If I'd gone to sleep and not heard him get in, I might have come to a horrible fate in the morning, or possibly not even been given the luxury of waking up.